107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Joining us on the phone line, always a pleasure to check in with Angela Braham with Gallery Stratford. Lots to talk about. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Jamie.
Angela, May is Museum Month, and Gallery Stratford is celebrating all this month.
Well, I think every museum is celebrating. And, I mean, I think the big thing about museums is it's not just we're celebrating with you, the community, because museums are really about community and connections and conversations and getting people involved. So I think it's a celebration for all of us to sort of see, you know, what we're doing. Museums kind of mark who we are, where we're going, where we've been. So it's just an exciting time to draw attention to that.
And there's some great exhibits happening at Gallery Stratford, but we should remind people that these current exhibits wrap up this month at the end of the month.
They do. They run through May 29th. And then we'll have new exhibitions that open June 4th. But, yeah, we're really excited about these shows. They all feature or look at issues of identity and the body. And so there's, you know, a lot of figurative work. We've got Stuart Reed's work. He's a professor from OCAD, retired, now lives in Goderich or just outside of Goderich. So it's great to have somebody that's regional that also is, you know, part of the international art scene. Carice Mitchell just recently graduated from the University of Waterloo. She now teaches at UBC. A young up-and-coming artist, Sepita Dashti, also went to University of Waterloo and the University of London, or Western University, and then now lives in the States. And she's Iranian and deals with issues of domesticity and cross-cultural identity. And she was originally trained as an engineer, which is interesting, and then went into fine art. We're also really excited to have Chris Muenz's work in Art in the Trees, and Chris recently won the Salt Spring Art Prize, which is a prestigious arts award out of Salt Spring Island in BC, and he's really kind of hitting the international scene. So, and then, of course, we've got Kathy Daly's work, which is kind of sad that she passed away just days before the exhibition opened, and she's a major figure on the Toronto art scene, Canadian, across Canada, and deals a lot with identity, and she's really well known for beautiful, striking, graphic images of women in sort of flirty dresses and high heels, and this is sort of her earlier work, which is just much more shadowy and based on the figurative and kind of more dreams and ideas and memories.
Well, there you go. Just a sample of what you can see. Such a variety at Gallery Stratford. And we've mentioned that May is Museum Month, and now would be a great opportunity to drop by Gallery Stratford. Since we've been making our way through this pandemic where things have been opened and then closed and then reopened and that sort of thing, now would be just a wonderful opportunity to drop by.
Yeah, it's so great to be open again because, I mean, museums really come alive when people are here. I mean, the thing about museums, I think, is that it gets us in touch with real experiences again. Like, we spent so much time, and we still do spend so much time, on, you know, digital screens and looking at work in a, you know, digital reality. And so museums allow you to actually sort of slow down and look at artwork in real life and to sort of think and contemplate and, you know, sort of absorb the idea of being in space. So we're really excited that we're open again. We're open Wednesday till Sunday from 12 to 6. We'll extend our hours again when our new exhibition is open for the summer, but for now we're 12 to 6. Admission's always free. Of course, you know, we always appreciate donations. And our admission's free thanks to OR Insurance, who's been our partner now for almost 6 years, I think.
Wow.
Providing, you know, the community a chance to come in for free so that, you know, we're supported, which is lovely.
Which is what it's all about right there. It's all about community. And can we do a shout out for The Shed, which is part of Gallery Stratford? There's going to be so many great activities happening there. I know the MS Walk for Stratford Perth is happening at the end of the month for Sunday, May 29th. And it's going to be at The Shed with the Gallery Stratford. And there's an upcoming performance or play that's happening at The Shed for
Julia Rank, who's a local writer, playwright, has written a play based on Tom Patterson's writings called Love, Tom. So they're the letters that he had written back to family and friends. And it's on May 15th. It's starring Scott Bodine. And it's going to be at The Shed, 2 o'clock, Sunday, May 15th. So we still have tickets available for that. I'm going to have a link on our social media to that today. We're also doing yoga. So we've got Friday morning restorative yoga that's happening in the shed, and that's with Nikki. And there, I think she's still got a few spots available. And again, that's on our social media. And we also still have a few spots left in our Friday after school art studio, which starts this week, and that's for ages 10 to 12. And it's with Jordan Evelyn, and she's fantastic. So also we do those programs in the shed. So, yeah, we're bustling with activity, which is always great.
Oh, and looking forward to a great summer, too. Again, lots to celebrate May Museum Month with Gallery Stratford. And, Angela, let's just remind folks where Gallery Stratford is located.
We're at 54 Romeo Street, so just behind. I mean, we're steps away from the Festival Theater in Upper Queen's Park, but our physical address is 54 Romeo Street, so we've got free parking on site, but it's an easy walk from the park or downtown or pretty much anywhere in Stratford.
It's such a beautiful spot and such a wonderful part of our community, Gallery Stratford. Let's celebrate. Angela Braham, thanks so much for this, Angela.